Hi, Undisclosed listeners. I have a question for you. Actually, it's an ask. Can you spare a dollar a month to support our work? As I've said before, all the work we've done for defendants in the last decade has been and will always be pro bono. But we still have to be able to fund the production of the show. We have to be able to pay our editor, our producer, researcher, and sometimes outside investigators, not to mention the cost of travel and document collection and investigative tools and all kinds of miscellaneous things. It can get a little tough at times, you know. So that's why we are finally launching an active Patreon after all these years. There are a few different levels, but the level I hope you all sign up for is the dollar a month level. If each of you chipped in just a dollar a month to support our work, we would be funded for years to come, and you would be on the receiving end of good karma for years to come. So please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/undisclosedpod to check out the different ways you can support us, and don't miss out on the most important perk of all: keeping our show up and running so together we can help free innocent incarcerated people across the country. Again, that's patreon.com/undisclosedpod. Thank you for always being there for us and for our defendants.
On August 8th, 2007, the small town of Estill, Florida was rocked by a 911 call in which Amanda Lewis said her 7-year-old daughter had drowned in their above-ground pool.
I'm an ambulance,
please.
911.
I need an ambulance.
What's wrong, ma'am?
My daughter fell in the pool and she's not breathing.
The first responders who arrived at the scene came to the quick conclusion that this was an accidental drowning.
My assumption was she went over the side of the pool, went down, hit her head, and came back up.
But the case soon took a sharp turn when Amanda's 6-year-old son spoke to the police that night.
Tell me, what do you mean when you say dunk? Somebody dunk somebody.
Mama dunked my sister.
What does that mean?
Drown.
But is it possible that this is a case where there's more or less than meets the eye?
And what was his response to that question?
AJ denied seeing her get dunked.
Okay.
The new season of Undisclosed Towards Justice, The State versus Amanda Lewis, launches September 1st. So find us on your favorite podcast app and subscribe today.